Welcome into this carrier update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. And Donnie, going to start here looking at dry van market. Again, stable, which is unseasonal for right now. And we'll look at that in a second. But
we're not completely unseasonable. Volumes are stable.
Yes. That.
To give a real quick overview, volumes are stable. Spot rates are falling. Rejection rates fell.
Mm-hmm.
We see this, and this does help us know what direction spot rates are going.
Yep.
So I watch a lot of social media, lots of these drivers, owner-operators, and I saw this and thought, you know, do I see this online? It started going through. I didn't have to ask. I just had to scroll down just a little bit further, and here it starts. Hey, do y'all see what's up with rates? They seem like they're falling to me, was the guy's first thing. And then I look, and there's like 500 comments. So, sure. Go scrolling through. Drivers feel like rates are falling. Well, we see rejection rates falling. Drivers are large carriers are falling back. Everybody's falling back into contracts again in the middle of December.
Mm-hmm.
Is this unusual? Well, let's look at some seasonality. We're going to look at a lot of seasonality today. So if we look at volumes, forget years. Let's just go by line right now. The orange line. Volumes start to wind down right after
the first week of
December. Volumes a little bit further out, then they start to go down. Volumes right here.
They took a step. They've like stair step down.
Yep. And we're going to see that. So what do we expect to see here as we get closer to the holiday?
Yeah,
we're
we'll see further declines.
Step down.
Volumes are going to go lower. I think the part that surprised me is kind of they've actually held above where they were through much of November and October, which...
We crossed back over. We were below 2022, but volumes picked back up, and they've just been a little bit higher than last year.
Yeah, I mean, the gap has actually widened over the last month. I mean, look at where we were about this time last month.
But rejection rates, it's a different
That's story. The difference. It's a big difference there.
But there's also the fact, and we'll even look at the seasonality on diesel fuel. Mm-hmm. Diesel fuel is a big factor this year that we haven't really seen in the past. And that's because they get that fuel surcharge, so they're being pushed back in.
Yeah.
So if we look at rejection rates right now, we are down here. And we are just under last year, and we are at historic lows.
You wouldn't even know if you looked at that. And I told you Thanksgiving was somewhere in this blue line. You wouldn't see it. Same with last year, right? Yeah. You wouldn't have seen it. You can see it in other years to some extent, right? You see upward movements in rejection rates. This year, you really don't see a whole lot.
Last year, we made it to 5.48% for the big spike there for Christmas. I don't even think we're going to make it to 5% this year. But like I say, we have a couple of different driving factors, and one of those is diesel fuel. And the reason that's so important that pushes to this is because we were at $4.15 for an average. But pre-COVID, it was $2.69 or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always been a major cost, but that cost has really shown up this year because rates aren't that different than 2019.
No.
But costs are a lot higher. And now you got to remember the year before during COVID, a lot of drivers got pay raises too. So their number one driver payroll and their number two diesel fuel, both of them have really increased
since before
significantly.
COVID.
Yes. And now that we dropped down, those increases are still there. And their rates are back down to where we don't need them.
Yeah, I mean, the fuel surcharge, John Kingston just alluded to it, talking about how the DOE EIA price is what fuel surcharges are based on, right? What they get paid. But the larger carriers are buying a rack. And this is what we talked about before. Where you buy your diesel fuel is important because even if you're in a contract and you don't have a fuel contract, if you're buying, say... If you can fill up in Texas where it's, $3 a gallon and you're getting $4 a gallon, well, now you just made $1 per every gallon you bought in diesel fuel right there.
When that split between retail and wholesale, which was $1.59 yesterday, when that widens, these large carriers can actually profit off of their fuel surcharge.
Yep, and that's why they don't leave
contract. Yeah, and we'll look at some of that coming up here.
Awesome stuff. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.